What's up, ear holes? And let me just be clear, I'm only speaking to the ear holes directly, not the people attached to them. I want to make that clear, okay? Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome to the podcast where we like to shoot the shit and discuss a variety of what the fuck moments. There's so many. We've also got some paranormal experiences, true crime stories, and a lot of random amazing topics that I find online. And if you're new here, first of all, thank you so much for checking out my little podcast. I appreciate it. And if you will, sometime, take a look at the titles of my past episodes, because we definitely like to have a lot of fun over here. Yes, we do. We cover topics as random as serial killers, strange news stories, ghost stories, and more. It's an audible variety show. That's what it is. So come in and join in on the silly. Let's do that. So what's going on with me, you ask? Oh, you didn't? Well, too damn bad. Okay, can we talk about the spirit that keeps opening and closing doors in my damn house? Can we talk about that, please? I do not have the time for this terrifying disrespect. I don't have time for it. I don't. Okay? Now, if you've been listening to this podcast, you've heard my little rants that I do at the beginning of my episodes, like I'm doing right now. And I told you guys about my bedroom door opening on its own, then closing. It was almost as if someone was opening my door for a second to see if I was asleep and then close it pretty quickly. It was wild. Now, I shared a story time video on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel last week. So make sure you go ahead and check that out. It's wild. I get more into the details of that experience in that video. But now the ghost, they're just coming up and opening my front door. The front door to my house. Okay, I got a problem with that, okay? All right, so my cousin Chris and I, we were on the side of the house, and we closed the door behind us. We always do because, you know, I have a cat named Samantha, Sammy for short, little shit when she's in trouble. And I don't want her to get out, you know, because she's a house cat. She's an indoor cat, always has been, even before I got her. And I don't think she would do very well outside. She's too bougie for that. She's just not that kind of cat. So anyways, me and Chris, my cousin, we're outside, we're talking. And then my dad pokes his head out the front door and says, the door was wide open and Sammy almost got out. What? Okay, first of all, as a pet owner, anyone who has a pet, no matter what kind of animal it is, but it's an animal that's not supposed to, you know, really go outside. And then if it did, you know, it's going to be just a horrifying time for you and the family. When I tell y'all, get it. That fear of, oh, did the dog just get out? Did the cat just get out? It's terrifying. Okay. So when I tell you that I was scared and confused at the same time, because Chris and I, we know for a fact we closed the door, because when you close it, it just makes like a loud sound. Like it's the kind of door where you just kind of pull it closed and it just slams shut behind you, that kind of thing, you know? So we heard it click behind us, you know, the door actually going into the frame. And I remember walking by it later when I was checking the mail and it was closed. Okay. So my dad, he tells me to come inside. So he looks at me and he says, oh, well, you know, that happens all the time. You know, that door does that all the time. It's fine. And what? What do you mean that happens all the time? What do you mean? What? So then Chris looks at me, my cousin, and he says, I told you shit be going down in this house. I've been hearing footsteps and no one is there. Sometimes a light flickers in my room. Shit is going down, Amber. You know? So then he pulls out his phone and he has like this ghost detector app that he just loves, and, you know, to try to confirm the sounds that he's been hearing. And it shows you, like, the stick figure of the spirits, or spirits, maybe plural, that are around you. It's pretty fucking wild. I might need to do an investigation of in my own house, if I'm being honest with you. SLS. That's the name of the ghost detector app that we like to use, especially when we do our paranormal investigative videos. But the SLS ghost detector app, that's what we use. Anyways, So that was interesting. Okay, I think that I may need to do an investigation in my own home. I'm thinking that's gonna have to happen really soon, and if I do, you know, I'll put it on the Paranormal Blacktivity YouTube channel, Paranormal Blacktivity, and I will share that with you. Now here's what I'm thinking. Okay, guys, I did just recently lose someone who's close to me from cancer. You know, around the time the front door just magically opened, and she was like a sister to me. I've known her since I was a child. You know, she knew that I was into the paranormal too. Like we talked about this. You know, I don't know. I mean, this might be a reach, but maybe she's trying to reach out, or maybe that's me wanting it to be heard that's reaching out. You know, I don't know if she would leave the door open because she knows I have a cat. So I don't know. I really don't. I do know this. Cancer is a bitch. And I fucking hate it. I hate it. I hate it. You know, you know what? Let's go ahead and let's just be grateful for the time that we have on this earth and the times and experiences and memories that we've created with the people that we love. You know, I'm really gonna miss her. She was very supportive of this podcast and was even in the Professionally Silly Pod group on Facebook. Her name was Aisha, and she actually commented on some of the things that you posted, speaking to Olivia and Ebony, if you're listening to this episode right now. And I think the three of us are probably the only ones who ever post anything in there. But my big sister, she was always there for me, you know? Even when we went long periods of time without talking, you know, when we did catch up, it was like no time had passed at all, you know? And I'm going to miss her. So Aisha, we love you and we miss you, and I know that you're still listening. Let me just change the subject before I start crying again. I don't want to do that right now. But I do have some happy to share. Well, it makes me happy, and pretty much probably the entire city of Atlanta. The Braves won the World Series. It was fucking amazing, because the city really needed a win. We needed a win. We needed something good to happen, you know? And when I was a kid, my dad used to take me to the Braves games a lot, all the time, you know, and he did the same throughout my adult years as well. So it was just one of our daddy-daughter moments, one of those things to do, you know? And I mean, don't get me wrong, there were many and are many of those daddy-daughter moments because, you know, he's one of my best friends. And I lived in Los Angeles for about 7 years, as many of you know. I just got back December 2020 to Atlanta. I just got back. And so it's been a long time since we were able to go to a Braves game together, because I haven't lived here, or even just watch a Braves game together. And so, you know, when I came home, we were watching the games together, and we watched every game of the World Series together, and we watched our favorite team win. I was so excited. It was an exciting moment, not just because my favorite team won the World Series, but I got to experience that moment with my dad. That was cool. The Braves had not won a World Series since 1995. And I think I was in elementary school around that time, and I remember being excited then, but I didn't truly understand the true glory of that moment for the players and for the fans. And when I tell you that I jumped and I shouted and I screamed in excitement, it was crazy. I ran up the stairs screaming, telling my mom, "We won the game! We won the World Series! Ah!" And I think I ended up posting or recording that moment on Instagram story, which is pretty awesome. And it should be in my highlights on my Instagram page at True Smiles Jones. Information is down below in the show notes. But yeah, it was just a great moment, because, you know, me and my dad's favorite baseball team won the World Series, and I got to experience that moment with him. It was that moment when I realized we won was just the fucking best. Look, I told you I was excited. I told you. And I guess I'm sharing all this with you as well, because even in our saddest moments, good moments and memories, they manage to slip in and surprise you. In the midst of losing someone important to me, I was still able to make a wonderful memory with my dad. And I'll never forget it. I'll never forget this moment. And it was a good night, and it felt good to smile. You know? It did. So anyways, thanks for listening to that part, guys. I appreciate my non-skippers who stuck with me during that fluffy stuff that I just shared with you. But yeah, it was great. So let's go ahead and get back in to the show here. Last week, I shared some creepy ass stories with you, and we talked about Freddy Krueger shooting, a Ouija board experience gone wrong, a creepy cornfield story, and more. It was a pretty wild night. Like, a lot occurred in that podcast episode. And if you haven't already, go ahead and make sure you check out that episode and subscribe to the podcast if you haven't done that. Because you don't want to miss these random episodes that I post every Friday. Now today I've got some interesting news stories with many what the fuck moments, many of those. And of course, you know, the smokinggun.com, that website was definitely involved in today's episode. And you know damn well that I'm going to mention Florida. How can I not? Okay, look, it's not my fault. You all know this. The most random things, they happen in Florida, and I have nothing to do with it. It's almost as if Florida was created to entertain this podcast. I'm starting to think that. I really am. I am. But before we get into today's what the fuck moments, I want to remind you guys, if you have any of your own interesting experience for the pod, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com, because I talk about a variety of topics here. I do, lots of them. And maybe your experiences will inspire an entire episode. You never know. Whether it's funny, embarrassing, scary, creepy, or what have you, maybe you found a bunch of treasure in an abandoned building or something. I don't know. I don't know your lies. Maybe you found some weird haunted dolls hidden inside your closet wall. I don't know. But send those experiences to me. My email is down in the show notes. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. And all you have to do is copy and paste it and send me your interesting experiences. I'm looking forward to it. So show your support for this podcast and the hard work that I put into it by leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts or whichever podcast platform that you're using. You know, this, let me be honest with you, it's extremely helpful, you know, for my podcast to grow and earn new listeners. If you guys do that, I would love that so much. Okay. Now, also, guys, I am applying for a new job, you know, a little part-time job right now. so that I can get some money up in my bank account, because that bitch is having like just echoes and cobwebs all up through that bitch, all up through it. So it should not mess up what we're doing every Friday here on this podcast, but it might have an effect on the YouTube channels. I may have to go back down from 2 videos a week down to 1. We will see how that plays out. Stay tuned on my IG story to hear more information and updates about that, should that be a thing. What else? Well, let's go ahead and get into it after this amazing message. Yeah, from Vance Global. Yeah, I fucks with them. Check out what they got going on. Check this out. So, I wanted to share something with you guys that's super exciting. Recently, a company by the name of Vance Global reached out to me, and they wanted me to try their product. Vance Global is a Milwaukee-based CBD joints and hemp manufacturer. Vance Global is providing us with a safer alternative to smoking tobacco products, and they have even created recently the most potent CBD cigarette out there, that Delta 8. So if you are interested in CBD cigarettes, or you're interested in an alternative to smoking tobacco products, this is for you. And Delta 8, oh, guess what? They've got gummies now too, and they are amazing. I ate a couple of them, and I had an amazing night's sleep. My mind shut off, and I dozed. Goodbye anxiety, and hello sweet dreams. So check out their Instagram at Vance Global and take a look at the merchandise. And if you see something that you want to purchase, make sure you go ahead and use the coupon code SMILES, all capital letters, SMILES, the word SMILES, to get 20% off your purchase. Once again, the coupon code is SMILES to get 20% off your purchase. Vance Global! I'll be sure to post the link down below in the show notes, and you can go ahead and click and start your shopping for your CBD cigarettes and or gummies and more today. So this first one could have been in the masturbation episode we did a couple of weeks ago. I understand how strange that sentence sounded. I'm the one who fucking said it. I get it. if you didn't hear that episode yet, make sure you go ahead and check that one out. It involves a few funny masturbation stories. Another sentence I thought I'd never say. I don't know if this particular story is funny, but it's weird and I want to talk about it. It's a what the fuck, and we got to discuss it. So we've got 30-year-old Terry Majors. Dun, dun, dun. Guess where he's from? Florida. Yep, he's from Florida. And you knew it was coming. You knew it was. So I mentioned the story involved masturbation. Perhaps I should explain. People masturbate all over the place in Florida. I don't get it, but they do. It's something that happens a lot. Okay? I don't know. So Terry decided to hit 911 up for some medical assistance. But when the EMTs arrived, they didn't get anything they fucking expected. Nothing they saw and experienced was something they could have prepared themselves for. They thought that they were treating a man for shortness of breath, but instead, Terry got in the back of their ambulance, got naked, and went to town on himself. Yep, he decided that this was the appropriate time to play with his skin stick, his human bratwurst, his wiener schnitzel, his pocket rocket. There are so many slang terms for a man's penis. I almost want to say on the Professionally Silly Pod group, give me your favorite slang terms for a male's penis. But I feel like that's probably not the best thing to do on Meta. Yeah, I heard about that. Facebook is either Facebook or Instagram. I think it's Facebook. They're changing their name to Meta. like metaverse or some shit. Because if you look at your Instagram app right now, if you like close the window and open it fresh, you can see it says Meta on there. It doesn't say Instagram anymore. So I don't know what's going on here. See, like, let me double check it because I just saw it on my phone. It says from Meta. It no longer says Instagram. So there's something new for us all to, you know or be aware of. Okay, so slang terms for man's penises. That's where we stopped. Okay, so Terry ended up... More sentences I never thought I'd say. So Terry ended up taking off all of his clothes and pleasuring himself in the back of an ambulance, in the back of the ambulance. Now, whilst he was doing this, he had the nerve, nay, the audacity, to ask what, no, even another word for that, the effrontery. Look at that. SAT words, bitches. The effrontery to ask them for an ice pack. And for some weird reason, they gave it to him. So he decided to fold that in half and proceeded to masturbate with that. So, mind you, they were still en route. En route? En route. En route sounds better. They were still en route to the hospital at this time. Because, I mean, like, what else? What are they supposed to do? Like... You know, you pick up a guy on paper, it says he had shortness of breath. You can't just kick him out of the ambulance. They need proof, you know, that this, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know. What are they supposed to do in a situation like this other than duck when Terry finishes, you know? Well, I guess they didn't have to worry about that because Terry already had a condom on whilst he was masturbating. I don't think whilst is right. I should just say while. But anyways, Terry was wearing a condom while he was masturbating. Okay, so the only thing he did right, honestly, in this story was wear protection so no one got hit by his stray white bullets. That's, thank you, Terry, for at least doing that, you ass. Now, of course, the EMTs are pressing charges and definitely, you know, would like to prosecute because ew, gross. Did I mention ew? Ew! Anyways, I got the mugshot of the ambulance masturbator up on the Professionally Silly Podcast Twitter. Instagram. Or, no, excuse me, Meta. On the podcast Meta at It's Pro Silly. Ooh, excuse me, I just belched. It was fantastic. But, yeah, that's gross. Now, I'll say this. He doesn't look like he's 30, but... I don't know. You know, black don't crack. It is what it is. But he definitely looks like the kind of guy who would do the weird shit that we just discussed. Listen, it's in his eyes. It's in the eyes. That's what it is. He just looks like, I can't wait to get up out of here so I can masturbate someplace else kind of look in his face. Yeah. Anyways, he was charged with a misdemeanor, exposure of sexual organs, and got to take a field trip to jail. You know, oh, and would you believe it? Terry has prior arrests. I know you're just as shocked as I was to find that out because he's just the best citizen, just the best, you know. Anyways, Terry has actually been recently released from jail after serving a 1-year sentence on felony drug charges. Well, this is lovely. Now, apparently he was selling crack cocaine. And he decided to sell it to an undercover cop. Who knew? You know, there's no way to know. Who's going to know? So he has even served time in the state prison for burglary. So I know, ladies, you're wondering, is he single? Listen, the articles I came across did not mention if he was single or not. But if you're interested, visit Florida and stand outside a jail somewhere down there and... You might get lucky and catch him being taken in for pleasuring himself in the trunk of a cop car or something. I don't know. Just masturbating all over the place. It's really frustrating. Florida, what are you doing? Now, I'll tell you this. I'm sure he'll share his crack cocaine with you if you bail him out of jail, lady. So if you really want to get yourself a Terry, you're going to have to share that crack cocaine. He's not going to give you the whole thing. It's just, it is what it is. And that's what love is all about, sharing, you know? Like I've said before, again, please stop masturbating all over the place. It's rude, and it's also gross. Thank you. This has been a PSA. Look, listen, Florida is a beautiful place, but... Oh, it's also entertaining. So many things happen. And I want to shout out the state of Florida. I think the Professionally Silly podcast owes you an attaboy. Attaboy, Florida. Thank you. Anyway, let's get to this next story here. And guess what? We're still in the great state of Florida. It's not my fault. It's not my fault that thesmokinggun.com has so many Florida stories. Listen, not only are we in Florida, but meth is involved, which is never really a good thing when you get into it, but it is what it is. It definitely helps make a lot of what the fuck moments, and that's what this podcast is all about. All right, so this dude, Matthew Huber, Hubber, he's 43 years old, and he's arrested after people saw him trying to break into a Nissan truck that was parked outside a Walmart in Vero Beach. Ooh, bases are loaded. Okay, listen, we got Florida on first, we got meth on second, and we got Walmart on third. We got bases are loaded, bitches, okay? We just need the true what the fuck moment to just hit a grand slam and knock it out of the park and give us four runs right now, okay? We need a grand slam like the Braves player Adam Duvall, who did that at the fucking World Series, which we won. I mean, 7-0. That was the score. Astros, not only did they lose the World Series, but they lost the World Series on their home turf. Sorry, Houston. Listen, it is what it is. Okay, and if it sounds like that, it sounds like I'm bragging and talking shit, it's because I am. Let's go, Braves. Okay, so let's get back to Walmart in Vero Beach. So witnesses see Matthew trying to break. I'm going to bring up the Braves as often as I can. That was a great game. Great series. All right. So witnesses see Matthew trying to break into his truck, and they called the police. Okay. Or break into a truck that they saw, that he saw, and they called the police. So when the police get there, he does admit to the cops that he opened the trunk's tailgate and he was looking for something to steal, something to take. And he said that he was going to sell whatever he found so that he could get some meth. Okay, now this is where the meth comes into play. All right, here we go. We got Florida on first and meth on second. And don't forget, Walmart's on third. Each one of these situations is ready to make it across home plate. All right, so now here's where it gets interesting. Okay, this is where the meth comes into play. The reason he wanted the meth was so that he would be able to see a woman named Emma. Now, I'm going to tell you this right now. Emma is not his drug dealer, okay? But there is something about Emma you don't know. Now, he's only able to see Emma when he's tripping on meth. According to him, Emma is his imaginary girlfriend, okay? And I'm guessing he missed her, and that's why he needed the meth. So he can go visit her. Okay, now let me, when I tell you that meth is a hell of a drug, okay, can you imagine wanting to take a drug just so you can see someone who doesn't exist? That is a lot. That is a lot. Again, one more time. That is a lot. Okay, so Matthew was arrested for a burglary and apparently he had a concealed weapon during this time. So there is another charge. He had a butterfly knife that was on him, and they locked him up on a $10,000 bond for both of those two felony counts. Okay, so he's also been convicted for robbery, possession of drug paraphernalia, I think it's grand theft and narcotics possession, all kinds of stuff. So I've got, by the way, I've got his mugshot up as well on the It's Pro Silly Meta. That sounds weird. On the Instagram. And he looks like he's been through a lot, you know? So he's also not new to jail or to prison or whichever one he's going to. He's not new to that. He's been arrested before, you know? And, possession, narcotics possession, there's usually a pretty hefty time that you spend in jail on that, depending on how much you got. You know what I'm saying? But I just, listen, I shouldn't have to say it, but I feel like I have to, all right? Don't try meth. Let me just say that one more time. Don't try meth. Because, if you want to try something new, try sushi or maybe zip lining or something like that. Meth is not that new thing you should try. It's just not. Don't do it. Don't do it. There's no point. Don't do it. There's no reason. Don't do it. Professionally silly life rules. We're going to go ahead and lay down the law pretty early here. Don't do it. It's just not worth it. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started with our last story here. And again, not my fault, but this is also in Florida. I didn't plan for this to happen. I swear, it just happened to be the stories that I came across that had the best what the fuck moments that I had to share with you guys. That's it. Okay? So, Florida, once again, shout out to you. Thank you for making this podcast what it is. Let's do it. So, this 90-year-old man named Thomas Conrad was arrested for punching a guy in the face twice. Apparently, his neighbor, 46-year-old Jack Henson, saw his next-door neighbor, old man Thomas, yelling at his lawn guy, his gardener, Jack's gardener, for being on his property while cutting the grass. So old man Thomas told the gardener, "Get off my property." He probably didn't sound like that, old man Thomas told the gardener to get off his property. And Jack asked Thomas to leave him and his gardener alone. And supposedly, old man Thomas got real agitated and aggressive, like a lot of old white men do, and told Jack, and I quote, "I should punch you." Or maybe this is probably how he said it. "I should punch you." Of course, 46-year-old Jack didn't believe old man Thomas had it in him, I mean, who in the right mind expects a 90-year-old man to punch someone in the face twice? who was like, you know what I expect to see today? A 90-year-old man punch somebody in the face twice. I know I'm going to see that today. I just know it. It's just, no one expects that shit. It is what it is. So Jack responded to him because he didn't believe Thomas. Jack said, "Go ahead, but I wouldn't advise or police will get called." That's what he said when the old man said, "I should punch you." Okay. So, excuse me. I just belched. That was a little white claw for you. Enjoy that. So old man Thomas, this is what he did. He punched Jack in the face two fucking times. he said, "I should punch you in the face." Jack said, "Go ahead." Because he didn't think that the old man would do it. And he punched him in the fucking face twice. it's not funny, but it's also hilarious at the same time. I've got Thomas's mugshot on the podcast Instagram as well. At It's Pro Silly. Damn it, Meta, on the at It's Pro Silly, and so. Okay, so the story's not over yet. Okay, there's more. So later that night, the police arrived at Thomas's house. Okay, and old man Thomas's 89-year-old wife told the police that he was resting and did not want to be disturbed. Yes, Ethel stood by her man. Yes. And by the way, I have no idea if her name was actually Ethel. It's just a really good old white lady name, okay?
My husband's resting and is not to be disturbed, police.
Anyway, so she tells the cops that her, you know, her her groom, Thomas, is resting and doesn't want to be disturbed. And the police were like, well, that's unfortunate because we're the fucking cops and we don't give a shit. Go tell him to get his old ass out here. Give a fuck. So his wife finally convinced him to talk to the cops, and he told them that he remembered what happened, but he also claimed that Jack, you know, his neighbor, is the one that told him to punch him in the face in the first place. So he punched him twice in the face. I mean, so the deputies decided to make a to make this a teachable moment for the old man, for old man Thomas, and asked him, well, sir, if someone asked you to shoot them, would you do it? Would you shoot them if they told you to shoot them? Now, listen, old man Thomas had the perfect response. And I have no idea why at this point that I was surprised that this was his response. So again, the cop said, if someone asked you to shoot them, would you do it? Old man Thomas responded, then I would have shot him. I would have shot him. When I tell you that this old man gave zero fucks, he had no fucks left. There were no fucks in sight. This old man didn't give a shit. Oh my god. So the cops, they made a note of this in their police report. And they wrote down, advise he did nothing wrong because the victim asked him to punch him in the face. So police are trying to explain to him what he did was wrong and why. They explained to him that this is battery. You can't fucking hit people. You know? Old man Thomas had something more to say. So after the police tell him that you can't hit people in the face because it's against the law, old man Thomas, he looks at the police and he says, get the fuck out of my house. Oh my god, I am crying. And he... And then after he said, get the fuck out of my house, he then turned and walked away. Oh my god, I am crying. Oh my, I wish my black ass would turn my back, my physical back on the fucking police. The hell? That's how I catch two bullets in my backside. Hell no. Shit. Like I said, he didn't give a fuck, okay? But listen, this the old man is not finished yet. There's more. Oh my god. So as the police started to take him into custody, Thomas allegedly balled up his fist and refused to place his hands behind his back. Y'all, he was ready for round two. This motherfucker said, bring it. Oh my god. This old man might be the only one who could take down Jake Paul in the ring. I don't know. But I would still pay to see that. I want this old man to go to Jake Paul's door, ring the doorbell, and then punch him in the face twice. That's what I want to happen. Oh my god, but okay. So anyways, at least the cops are the ones who said that he balled up his fist and refused to place his hands behind his back. I don't know. I don't believe police when they say anything. So it's just what it is. The police could be telling me that it's a bright, shining day and the sun could be bathing my brown skin in the rays of its glory. But I still wouldn't believe it because the cops fuck said it. It's what it is. So anyways, finally the cops, they placed him in handcuffs and he was booked into county jail for battery and resisting police. And he was released, I believe, later that same day after posting a $2,000 bond. So, oh my God. And he was supposed to have an arraignment this past October 13th that passed, this year. And the judge ordered him to have no contact with his neighbor, Jack Henson. Listen, I'm telling you, listen, stop fucking with the elderly, y'all. Okay? They have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. If they get life in prison, it's like, what, 3 years? They don't give a fuck. And they're tired of us punk kids fucking up their day. I'm telling y'all, watch out. They not playing games no more, y'all. You finna get punched in the face twice.
You punk kids, you get out of my yard.
I'm telling you, those are the ones who don't give a fuck. And those old ass men, you know they got fucking shotguns and all kinds of shit in their house they've had since World War II. Don't fuck with them. I'm telling you. Professionally silly life rules. Don't fuck with old people. You just never know. Can someone get old man Thomas, seriously, to go to Jake Paul's door and punch him in the face twice? I would love to see that. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, can you imagine the headlines? Oh, my God. This episode was ridiculous. If there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't piss off old people. Okay, not only can we not guess what their reactions will be, but we too will become old people someday, and karma is a bitch, okay? Also, maybe stay away from meth, I feel like. Professionally silly life rules, people. Maybe, oh yeah, and when you call the ambulance, also maybe don't masturbate in the back of it when they're trying to save your life. Maybe don't do that. Okay. So check out the podcast, Twitter, and Instagram at It's Pro Silly. Damn it. Meta, the new podcast, Meta. And of course, check out the Professional Silly Pod Group on Facebook. We have a lot of fun in there. It is some fun in there. It really is. If you want to join in on the silly and you have any stories or experiences that you want to share, email them to me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Listen, I understand that now that I look back and I made this email, I was really excited about it. I was like, fuck, that is a long ass email. Well, you know what? All you got to do is copy and paste it. Or you can go to my Instagram, the podcast Instagram, Meta, the podcast Twitter at It's Pro Silly. Or you can go to the podcast Facebook group, the Professionally Silly Pod Group, and the email is there and you can copy and paste it and you can do it that way. You don't have to type in anything. I should have thought about that when I made the email, but I didn't. I was like, the name of the podcast is Professionally Silly. So that should be the email. Yeah, I didn't think that through. Your stories can literally be about anything as long as it's interesting. And there is a good chance that your story could inspire an entire episode topic. Maybe you have a hometown murder story. Maybe you have a family secret or a confession you want to get off your chest. You can also submit your stories anonymously as well. You don't have to tell me your name. And I sure as fuck will not be looking into it. I don't care. I don't care enough to find out who you are. I have too many things going on. It can be ghost stories. It can be anything you want. Send it in. Oh, don't forget, guys, you can also send me a message on the Anchor app or my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voicemail or text message and I'll put you on the show. Unless, you know, that's not your thing, we won't do that. Just let me know. But let me tell you what, I would love to hear from you. Oh, guys, also, I can't believe I forgot to tell you this. In other news, okay, the Braves won the World Series. But I would just remind you about that in case you forgot. Okay. And recently, and I found this out today, actually, if you are an Oculus Quest 2 user, okay, actually I have two announcements about them. If you are an Oculus Quest user, they're having a recall on the face masks that they have, the foam ones. You know, just go to the Oculus Quest app, and I think if you go to notifications, or you probably even got an email about it, they are going to send you a free face cover, face guard, or whatever for the Oculus Quest headset. It's going to be easier to clean. It's supposed to be just better in general for the skin because it's easier to sanitize. So go ahead and check that shit out. Now, the news that I was about to tell you before is that a little birdie named Jerry. Hey, Jerry! Jerry! A little birdie, Jerry, informed me that the Grand Theft Auto game, GTA, is going to be making a virtual reality game with Oculus Quest 2. This is a good way to put it. GTA is going VR. I fucking love it. Now, from what I understand, it will be the San Andreas game. Oh my God, I cannot tell you. My nipples are so goddamn fully erect right now. This is great. Now, this is the game, all right, that allowed us to break the law without leaving the house, without getting arrested or injured or hurt, because it's just a game. I'm so fucking excited. I used to just, all of my anger and all of my troubles, I would play that fucking game. I would beat a hooker, take her money, steal a car. It was great. You know, run from the cops. It was fantastic. I loved it. I am so fucking excited. And now we get a chance to break the law without leaving our house and do it in VR. This is going to be amazing. Now, I'm trying not to get too excited about this because there has not been a release date for this game just yet. But my guess, it'll probably be sometime next year is what I'm guessing. If it was coming out around Christmas, which would have been a perfect time for this game to debut because they could have made a lot of money in Christmas sales. But they haven't said that. So I'm thinking it's probably going to be like next spring or next summer or something along those lines. It's my guess, but I don't really know. Now, I do remember playing Grand Theft Auto when I was a kid, like stealing money from hookers, stealing people's cars, and then realizing I could steal a police car or a fire truck too. Ah, fuck. And then later I learned I could go to the strip club. Oh, this game opened up my world to so many awesome things. And now it seems I might get the chance to have all of that nostalgic adult fun, clearly, but in VR. So hurry up, Oculus Quest 2, because we're all waiting. We're waiting. You guys already know that this is going to be a video that I make on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Okay? Because sometimes on that channel, I do gameplays, like game reviews, and I check some things out. And I have an Oculus Quest 2, so I do like to play games and share it with you guys there on my Professionally Silly YouTube channel. Now, I just posted the other day, me trying out the Walking Dead Saints and Sinners game on the Oculus Quest 2. And let me tell you, bitch, it was a lot of fucking fun. And I'm definitely going to see if I can beat the game and kill as many zombies as possible. But because, you know, VR games are so immersive, there's a good chance that won't happen and I'll freak out and get bitten and die. So there's that. I tend to panic when zombies are in my fucking face. It's just this weird thing that I have. It's a weird tick. It's fine. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for listening to this creepy but interesting episode with me. And coming back every week, if this is not your first time here, I appreciate you. If this is your first time here, welcome! Welcome! Damn it, good to have you. Hey, it's BYLB though. Did you bring your own? Okay. And I do hope that you decide to come back and join me every Friday as we get professionally silly. Make sure you do me a favor and support this podcast by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're using, especially Apple Podcasts. You know, if you've got that. I need your help. This podcast needs your help in order for it to become successful, to reach new heights, to reach new listeners. And leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts is really the best way to do that. And if you could, share this podcast with your friends and your family, okay? Because I think they would enjoy themselves as well. So share the silly with as many people as you can. Listen, guys, don't hog all the silly to yourself. Don't do that. This podcast is for everyone. And it's also available on Spotify, Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and more. It's all over the fucking place. It really is. I'm so excited about all this. Check out the show notes. I'm still thinking about the GTA game that's coming out on Oculus Quest 2 and the fact that the Braves won the World Series. My mind is all over the place. In the show notes, check out for some bonus information. I've got social media. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, 2 YouTube channels, the Professionally Silly channel, as well as the Paranormal Blacktivity channel. That is a channel where I put my black card on the line and I explore haunted locations and do paranormal investigations to see if a place is really haunted. So links to the latest videos that I've made on my YouTube channels are usually down in the show notes as well. Check those out. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending things that you want me to try or open on air, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. You can send me literally anything you want and I'll open it right here on the air. And there's definitely a good chance that I'll post the video of the unboxing on my YouTube channel. Just let me know if you want me to open it here on the podcast. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. So enjoy the silly while you can and come take your silliness seriously with me every Friday right here on the Professionally Silly Podcast.